I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Well, the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour is underway. Brian Grady is leading the eastern leg of the tour and tallied the numbers from the routes traveled through the great state of Ohio yesterday. Brian, thanks for taking the time with us. Why don't you go through the numbers from Ohio first for me, please?
Sure thing. We were expecting to see a pretty good crop over there, and that's exactly what we found when all the routes were tabulated. We came up with an average yield of 171.64. That's up a huge 55.3% from what we found on tour last year. But, you know, I don't know how good a comparison that is because obviously the drought issues last year. So compared to the three-year average, we're up 19.1%. So significant increase in a very good crop out there in Ohio. There were some areas that were a little bit disappointing in the state, but overall, very much a good crop. The question is going to be, they got some maturity issues there, and there's some dryness issues in the northwest part of the state, so they're going to need some rains here to hold on to that yield potential. If they don't get those late-season rains, I think you'll see those yields come down from what we calculated yesterday.
Brian, did you happen to compare it to the two-year average throwing out last year and what the difference is?
You know, I don't have that number off the top of my head, but that would be a real good comparison there because obviously that three-year average does include last year's number. But it is what it is, and that is what the best comparison is to past tour data. So I think that's probably the way you should look at it as opposed to what USDA has found or anything like that.
How many routes are you running at this time on the eastern leg?
We are running 12 routes, and then we have several routes that have multiple vehicles on them. But because of we want to keep things as consistent as we can, limit the number of routes that we have to the 12 routes going through the area.
And is everybody able to put their samples in, or do you have one car that's actually pulling the samples that get thrown into the objective yields?
We pull samples with all those vehicles, and they all get thrown in. So we collected 109 samples out of the state of Ohio on Monday.
What was the best and the worst story you heard from yesterday?
I think the best story was we had multiple routes pull multiple 200-plus yields out of there. The worst-case scenario, there were some that were in the low 100s coming out. But in general, I think it was a very pretty even corn crop, really. On the soybean side of things, I think there was a lot more variability in terms of pod counts with some really high numbers and then some really low numbers. But the corn seemed much more steady across the board for most cases there.
Now, what are the maturity concerns on the crop?
Maturity concerns, there's a lot of corn that still either has just pollinated recently or in the milk stage right now. So that crop's going to need some time. The good news is that in the far eastern Corn Belt, they don't have the early frost concerns the same as they are in the western Corn Belt. They will usually get that crop to maturity. It's just a matter of when they'll be able to harvest it. It's probably a bigger issue with the moisture and whether or not they'll get the late season rains that they need to fill out the corn and to fill soybean pods as well.
You've crossed the border into the great state of Indiana. How many fields have you been in this morning, and do they look much different?
Yeah, on my route, we did far eastern Indiana yesterday, and on my route, we were just under 180 bushels on our trip from the Ohio border into Fishers, Indiana, where we were at last night. And then this morning, we've taken four samples this morning already, and we're at 191 for an average so far on those four samples. So it looks like the field that we've been in, a good solid crop in Indiana as well, and we kind of anticipated that. The plant health is good. The corn is tall. The ears are generally, plant populations and ear populations are strong, and the grain length is good. And when you get high ear populations and good grain length, that's when you can produce a big yield.
Brian, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
That's Pro Farmer's Brian Grady, recorded this morning from the eastern leg of the Midwest Crop Tour. He's in the state of Indiana. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.